So in just a few moments, we'll receive ashes. And then people who see you this afternoon will say, oh, you're Catholic. And they will think, well, that means that you can't eat meat on Friday. But what we believe goes so much deeper than that. The ashes represent, number one, I am a sinner. I need to rend my heart, open my heart, tear open my heart so that God may find a place where he may live. Number two, I am forgiven my sins. And I believe in that forgiveness for myself and for everyone else. And number three, I am loved. Being Catholic is not about the things that are on the surface. In fact, the gospel is pretty clear. Think of all the good deeds you have done over the years, all the kindnesses you have shown. And now pick out of those all the ones where somebody didn't say thank you or do something for you in return. We're kind of married to the idea that we let people see us do things. And our gospel suggests to us very strongly, you've had your reward. It's taken care of. But if you in fact want a reward from God, then do in secret. No one should know what you give or to whom you give it. It should always be a mystery. Then we do what we do because it's the right thing to do, not because somebody deserves it or has earned it or we appreciate them or like the way they look or the way they act or all the superfluous things that we do that betray doing it because it's who we are. It's what we choose to be the presence of God. So these ashes we receive are very important to us. They mark us. They publicly mark us. The only thing that's kind of similar to the ashes is standing in line to go to confession. Everybody knows there's a sinner. And we come here with that in common, that we are sinners. Not with the arrogance that suggests I can judge you and criticize you because you're worse than I am, but with the humility that suggests, in fact, I know that I have sinned and hurt others and myself and have separated myself from God. But today, I come to the church to publicly acknowledge I am a sinner who has been forgiven and is loved. Let that be the demarcation that we receive. Let that be the substance of who we are as we go about living this Lenten season.